Good evening, cowpunchers. This is one host, and I mean truly one host, Stu Kaufman, because what you're going to hear here is just some bits, quips, and jokes from our last episode, Blackjack, that was just didn't make sense in an already nonsensical episode. We were on a roll that night, let me tell you. So anyway, without further ado, here it is, panning for comedy gold.
Well, I don't want to watch this with my brother. That's gross.
Yeah.
No. I gotta go bathe now. Ugh.
I meant the scar on his face.
Oh, yeah.
What did that look like?
Oh.
It didn't look good.
It didn't. I mean, like, I was going to say it kind of looked like... Do you remember back in the X-Files when they had the Black Cancer story arc? Do you remember that?
Oh, I do not. Nah.
So in the 90s, late 90s, it was kind of towards the end of the run for the X-Files. They had this whole story arc about the black cancer and how it was this, like, Russian kind of oil that got in people's system and crawled under their skin and got into their eyes. And it was early computer graphics, but it was effective. And it looked like thin worms of stuff going under your skin. And that's what Blackjack Scar looked like.
Yeah. Bless you.
I don't think it looks like that.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
I hope it's not the COVID. It's probably just allergies.
No COVID for you.
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we thought it looked like something completely different.
It looked not great.
What did you think it looked like? Oh.
You said it first, Amy.
I just wanted one of you guys keep my... to say it. I didn't want to be the only one with my mind in the gutter.
All right, fine. Look like jizz. There, I said it. None of you were brave enough.
Oh.
None of you.
Yeah.
I'll just cut it out. Don't worry.
You're both fired. I'm doing this by myself.
Aw, well, damn it.
It was a fun time. Now we're going to do a spinoff. Just me and Amy.
Yep. Maybe cow...
Kickers.
Yeah.
Cow kickers.
Either way, that cow's getting the shit kicked out of it.
Right. Poor cow.
We're punching that cow, now we're kicking the shit out of it.
First episode, Stu sucks.
Right. Yeah, first episode, Stu, dumb face.
No Stews allowed.
Then we're going to hire somebody named Stu, and he'll be like, come on, you got Stu Jones in it. Well, we can have one instead of no Stews.
Right. No multiple Stews. Our Stew's better.
We can have one.
Oh. Right.
I'm your brother. Damn it, I'm your brother.
This podcast is tearing our family apart.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
There it is.
Nicely
there it
done.
Is. Oh, shit.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, man. So what are we going to record an episode of Dave and Buster's now that they're a sponsor?
Not right. Now we can announce Dave and Buster's, our first sponsor. Everybody go down and enjoy some apps and fun for the whole family.
But not for this next 6 months because of COVID.
Oh, dang it. I already went down to my field research. I touched everything. Wow.
Damn it, Pat.
Licked every doorknob in
that
restaurant.
That's the only way to do it. That's how you win.
Personally... took each ski ball, just rubbed it on my face for a while.
I mean, that's probably a good way to get COVID, but it's probably also a good way to get any other kind of disease that will kill you.
Anything.
No
I think
doubt.
After you All do that, them. You. Mm-hmm. I think after you do that, you automatically join the douchiest frat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like hat on backwards.
No, not backwards. It's like at an angle.
Jaunty angle. Yeah.
Yeah, it can't be straight back or straight forward. It's got to be at some other angle.
And if the sun's in your eyes, you cannot adjust that.
No. First rule of douchey frat, do not touch the hat.
Once it has reached peak angle.
Also,
I gotta
hat too small.
That
was my favorite part.
Can we talk about hat too small?
Hat
too small.
Stu.
He'd be an old man.
Stu, what if God was one of us?
But just a stranger on the bus.
I gotta say, I'm.
Well, if
I'm,
God was one of us, the Pope would be out of a job real quick.
Hey-o! Sombrero industry takes a hit.
Shaking my head over here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. To those listeners who cannot see, Amy has been shaking her head for the last solid minute. I believe there was a face palm in there, too.
Here at Cowpunchers, we're on a rocket train to hell.
Yes.
Well, look.
I'm going to mark my words. If I get into conspiracy theories, blame this movie.
You're going to be up for like 5 days straight, and you're going to call me at like 2 a.m., and you'll be like, I've got it. I've got it, Amy. Watch it in this precise order.
Yeah. Scene 4, scene 5. Oh, wait, no, that's a Cheerios commercial. Hold on.
Then Brett, I don't know why I was back to the beginning. Note in the background of scene 3, you see the same old coot that shows up in scene 8.
Right. Don't you get it? Don't you see?
It's right in front of us.
And then you look at the Styrofoam cup futures are up 300%. They put those old coots put their coffee in that all day.
In 2 weeks, we'll watch a different movie. I'll still be talking about
this. Right, you'll be like, but Blackjack, this is important.
Woo.
I need you to focus, Pat. Amy, focus.
You gotta believe me. Stu's falling down the Blackjack hole.
That's when they took Stu over to Spring Grove, Spring Grove Hospital.
We visit every week. Ooh. It's fine. We'd be doing the podcast from there on our visits with you.
No, that's a podcast.
Yeah. I feel like that's how you summon the devil. No one's done it since this movie.
I thought it sounded familiar.
Like you crack open your third or fourth high life and suddenly hear like, hey, guys, you got one for me.
Shit.
What's up, Beelzebub? Should I call you Lucifer? Sorry, Lucy. Don't call me Lucy.
My friends call me Tim.
The devil doesn't have any friends.
Look, I'm really not trying to drink a ton of beer. You gotta get like White Claws or anything. I'm more into that.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws.
You know, I gotta get up in the early morning. You know, I'll just have a couple.
I'll just have like one or two, and then I gotta go. I got a lot of souls to reap, a lot of people to torture.
Oh man, yeah. Like, all right. So I think this movie could easily be a draw to the demon summoning Burning Man alternative that we throw in the deserts of Israel. Half our work is done. Watch this movie. Yeah.
Right.
Buy a plane ticket, and we'll find that warehouse.
Yeah.
This is going to be the most bitchin' party ever. It's going to be so strange. Be like, there's like 30 goddamn people out in the desert here in an abandoned movie set dressed as cowboys, and they're drinking a lot of high life.
What does it mean?
It's an obscene amount of highlights.
And again, you know, the callback, kind of one of my favorite shootout scenes was, I forget who the dude was. Now that's a podcast.